Hi, Paul Fackerson is Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Singer. Hello, Dr. Singer. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, we're going to talk about World Osteoporosis Day, which is on October 20th. And we're going to talk about this is a very important interview because I think that medical concern affects a lot of people. Is that so? And you're you really know your stuff. You're down at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us. So what is osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis is a chronic progressive disease that causes weak bones, and it results because either too much bone is lost, too little bone is formed, or a combination of both. So bone weakens over time, becomes thinner and more brittle, which increases the likelihood of a break or a fracture. You mentioned that it's an important issue, and I would agree because there are 10 million Americans with osteoporosis in this country, many more who are at risk, and an osteoporotic fracture occurs every 20 seconds in the United States. So I think that's a little bit daunting for all of us.
Is this many women that have fallen, have hurt themselves, but is this predominantly a women's concern?
While osteoporosis is more common in women than men, it can affect both genders. So I really think that it's a concern for everyone. And many people think of it as an old person's disease, or this is something that my grandparent would have, but it's really not our grandparents' disease anymore. We should be concerned about bone health throughout our life. As a matter of fact, we reach our peak bone density at about the age of 30, and then after that, gradually start to lose bone. So being proactive, taking care of our bones, is important at every age.
So how do you take care of your bones? They're inside of you.
They are indeed inside of us. That's a good thing. But there are a number of things that we can do to take care of our bones. In terms of preventive strategies, we think about good nutrition, so a healthy, well-balanced diet, ensuring that we're getting in adequate calcium and vitamin D, weight-bearing muscle strengthening exercise, which stimulates bone remodeling, and avoiding the risk for falls, because a fall is often the precipitating event for a fracture. We also want to make sure that we speak with our healthcare providers about risk factors that we might have, so we can identify ourselves if we're at risk, and then also ask whether we might be a candidate for a bone density test to help assess our underlying bone density.
So who would be considered to get a bone density test? I mean, how do you know to even ask your doctor? I don't recollect ever having that happen. I'm over 60 or so, and I never asked them. I never did that for my annual checkup. How do you know you should be asking for that?
A couple of ways in which we should be thinking about bone density. So there's certain guidelines based on age or risk factors. If a woman is 65 or older, or a man is 70 or older and has not yet had a bone density test, they should have one. For younger postmenopausal women and younger men, in the presence of other risk factors for osteoporosis, a bone density test should be considered. When we talk about risk factors, we should think about things like age. So this is a disease that increases with increasing age. Genetics and family history are important, especially the history of a hip fracture in mom or dad. Being of low body weight or thin, because people tend to have smaller bones, can increase risk. And if someone has had a prior fracture, that's a very important risk factor, because having had one fracture doubles the risk for another fracture. There are also certain lifestyle factors like smoking or excessive alcohol intake. So those all might be triggers to make us ask about the need for a bone density test.
Now, you said vitamin C and vitamin D. Now, those are you saying to take vitamin, pills, or are you saying in our foods or in the sun?
Well, when it comes to calcium, food trumps supplements. So the preferred way to get calcium in would be through the diet. But if people can't get enough calcium in through the diet, then we recommend that they use supplements to make up the shortfall in terms of what they're not getting in. And dairy products probably have the biggest bang for the buck in terms of amount of calcium per ounce. But there are lots of other sources as well, leafy greens, almonds, figs, prunes, so many ways to think about getting calcium in through the diet. When it comes to vitamin D, you're right, people often think about this as the sunshine vitamin, because with sun exposure, we can make our own vitamin D. But that's very variable, and there are not very many foods that are fortified with vitamin D. So in that setting, a supplement is often necessary. I would suggest that each person speak with his or her healthcare provider to figure out what their needs are and what's best for them.
All right. So are there websites? Where should we go to learn more about this?
There are websites where viewers can go to learn more about this and also take a one-minute risk assessment and help see what their bone health is like. For that, one can go to the International Osteoporosis Foundation website, which is www.iofbonehealth.org. Viewers can also go to the National Osteoporosis Foundation website, where there's a wealth of information, and that's www.nof.org.
All right, and that association, who belongs to that association? Many doctors or individuals, can they join it as well?
Healthcare providers can belong to both associations. There are also options for patients to be involved and to register to join online communities and to really learn a lot about osteoporosis, their risk, and have opportunities to be involved.
Great, Dr. Singer. Thank you so much. What's good news for you, Dr. Singer?
My pleasure. I'm just happy to be here to be able to raise awareness for osteoporosis and to help people maintain active, healthy lives, because I know that's very important to me.
All righty. Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing good news with us.
Thanks for having me.